vibrant health and beauty radiates from the inside out. Get your glow on with Green Diva's health and beauty tips, from natural skincare to creating healthier habits that make us sparkle. Well, I have been using this new soap and some skincare products that I was shocked. I mean, who knew goats could provide such cool skincare, right? I really had no idea. I mean, goat's milk's cool, but who knew? So I'm really excited to talk to this woman, Marilee Johnson. She's out in Bend, Oregon, and she and her amazing family are raising goats, among other things, and making these cool products. Hi, Marilee.
Hi, Megan. Thanks for having me.
Well, I was really, you know, I don't know. I mean, I get a lot of things to review. I have boxes of skincare products, but I am like a canary in a coal mine. And it really has to be pure for me not to break out. And this stuff is not only luscious and my skin loves it, but my nose, because it's not super perfumey or whatever. There's no toxic smells, or even essential oils can be too much. So I'm just saying, and then I was impressed because I learned about your family. You have this amazing family, and you guys are having a party out there on your farm. And I want to hear about how you got into all this.
Right. Well, it was just kind of one of those things. You know, we've had goats for many years, and at one point we thought about even doing a goat milk dairy and offering fresh raw goat milk because it is so nourishing and nutrient dense.
Yeah.
And but what happened is my third son Chance, he had eczema, and we were just really surprised. We're like, where did this come from? And so my husband started doing research. He's a total research nerd, so he just started looking up information, and he found that goat milk in soap could help with eczema. So that was just the start of it. And he then began researching, well, what do you use with goat milk to make soap? And he found some very nourishing oils for the skin: coconut oil, olive oil, and red palm oil. Mm. And those three oils are the oils he chose to try and look for in a soap. But he couldn't find those just specifically in goat milk soap. So he decided, well, I'll make my own.
There you go.
And that's just the way he is. You know, necessity is the mother of invention. And there he went off making his own soap at my parents' house one day. And the goat milk soap totally relieved Chance's eczema. And that's just where it all started. So it was just one of those things. And it's been going crazy ever since. So
people know it's called the Bend Soap Company. Correct?
Right. So we live here in Bend, Oregon. So we just named our company Bend Soap Company, and we started handing out samples to people and all of our family and friends. And lo and behold, they said, we need more. Give us more. So we decided to put a little sticker label on and sell it.
Exactly. Well, what I really didn't understand is now when I think of soap or some of the associated skincare products, but particularly with soap, I think just do no harm. You know what I mean? I don't really think about the potential to actually be nourishing to my whole body through my skin, which of course is the largest organ. And I was reading about goat milk soap and that the potential to actually be nourishing for our whole body.
Right. Well, back in the day, they used to think that the skin was a protective barrier. And so you could clean your skin with anything. So you weren't really thinking about, you know, whether it was good or bad, it was just going to clean it. So you might even want something harsher to clean it better. But now that we know that it is it's not a protective barrier, it's an organ that absorbs, now you're looking at it as you're wanting food-based type products on your skin because it's going right into your body, into your bloodstream. So not only do you want to avoid the toxins, but then you do want to offer nourishment as well. So the goat milk is full of vitamins and nutrients. The three oils we've chosen are full of those vitamins and nutrients as well. So it does feed the skin externally. It's awesome.
Palm oil sort of, you know, raises red flags for people when they hear it. I'm sure that you have like a healthy, safe, sustainable source for that, right?
Right. And we use red palm oil, which is different than just maybe standard palm oil. My husband's done all the research on this point. He could talk more about that, but it's yes, we use sustainably sourced red palm oil from farms that are actually replanting the forest and that kind of thing. So trying to do no harm there.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me what it's like. I was intrigued by you have 7 boys and 1 girl. Talk about being a little overwhelmed with brothers there.
Right. Well, no one plans these things. You just all take them as they come.
That's
and so
right.
We had 6 boys first before we had our 1 little girl. And when she came, of course, the boys just adored her. And as she's grown up, she's 3 now. And as she's grown over, she's just loves her boys. Where's my boys? Where's my boys? She just follows them around. She thought she was one of them for a while. And now lately she's become more feminine and has to wear her dresses everywhere. So it's just darling. But we all work together and she works alongside of us. And then we all play together. So it's a blast.
So you have what you term a hobby farm. What does that mean? I know it's not like a big commercial farm, obviously. But what is your farm like?
Right. Well, we live on 40 acres and we grow hay for our goats. We raise the goats for milk for ourselves. We drink about 1 gallon or 2 a day. And then we have chickens and we've raised pigs and cows and all sorts of animals here before. So it's basically food for our family and we garden and grow as much as we can. So, but then the goats over the last 5 years, we'll be celebrating our 5-year anniversary this year. We've increased our herd from 2 to now over, I think we're at like 20 some odd or 30. I forget how many we're at. All the babies were born this spring and
wow,
it's gone crazy.
I absolutely love goats. I have chicken envy when I've got my friends who are talking about their little chickens in the backyard. Now I'm getting goat envy. So I've always joked around with my husband about having goats and chickens, but I thought, and I would love to make goat's milk products.
Right. And you know, typically people that can't tolerate cow milk can often tolerate goat milk products because the fat molecules are so much smaller and it's naturally homogenized and there's just less irritability with the goat milk. So you can make wonderful products. Goat cheese. I like to make kefir.
Yeah.
And also goat milk ice cream is just fabulous. And the, you know, the cream's all in the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can make a lot with goat milk. And it's, like we said, nourishing on the inside, nourishing on the outside.
So
it's a great product.
Here's a question. Milking a goat, is that a challenging thing?
No, it's quite easy. In fact, all the kids love to try as soon as they can barely get up on the stanchion. My 3-year-old daughter, she loves to try and milk her goat now. My 5-year-old decided it was his responsibility this spring to have his own goat. So it's fairly simple. And if you come out to the farm, if you're ever out here in Bend, Oregon, you can come out and we'll have you try milking your own goat.
Oh, cool. I'm on board. I got to come out there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because I had this image of goats just not liking this and being very kind of testy about it. But, you know, unlike cows, it's sort of just like, whatever. Okay, fine. So
they're fine. The goats are actually really friendly and my husband treats them really well. They just, when they open the gate, the goats just run out on their own. So you're not yanking them around or having any problems with that. And so it's a great thing. And you know, goat milk is so nourishing. It's just amazing how many, the properties they have and natural properties that break down the barriers in the skin cells. So your skin can actually exfoliate.
Yeah.
Because of the goat milk in the soap. And, you know, Cleopatra was once said to soak in goat milk baths for her skin, and she was known for her beauty.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a product called the Milk Bath, which is our goat milk soap that we've shredded, and that's just what it's all about. It's, you throw it in the bath water, watch the bath turn milky white, and you just soak from head to toe. So that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you guys sent
favorite
me
ways of using goat milk.
This beautiful tin of products, and I believe that's in there. I just don't have a bathtub at the moment that I can use. It's very sad.
Well, you can always put it in a tub for a foot soak or something like that. That's always fun while you're reading a book or watching a movie. Soak
brilliant.
Your feet.
Brilliant.
It's delightful.
Oh my gosh, that's so brilliant. Now, do you all have horses?
We have a few horses. One we borrowed from a friend and we just still have her.
Aww.
And then 2 others that my mother and father-in-law own. So there were 3 horses on the property for a while. And the boys like to try and ride bareback every now and then.
So your farm, your lifestyle is a full-time thing there. You're fairly self-sustaining. It says you've said that you grow food. Wow.
As much as possible in the high desert.
Yeah.
We aren't able to grow everything, so we do rely on our neighbors for a lot. But in terms of skincare products, we've pretty much narrowed it down to being able to use everything that we make here on the farm instead of having to go buy anything. So we have lip butters and deodorants and sugar scrubs and soaps, and you can use it for shampoo and shaving creams. And it's, so I've pretty much eliminated the need to shop for cleaning products and hygiene products. So that's been really fun.
That actually, if you really think about it, that's huge. And with the, especially with the size family you have, right?
Right, exactly.
I'm going to bring my husband out there because we've always kind of dreamed that that would be kind of our retirement, is a gentleman's or hobby farm. So anyway, that's it. I'm on board.
We'll plan on seeing you soon then.
I look forward to meeting everybody. And just so people know, how can they find your products?
Right. Well, you can come out to the farm, like we said, in Bend, Oregon, if you're here. Or we have stores all over Central Oregon, and we're growing pretty rapidly into other stores. And then at bensoap.com, you can order, and we ship all over the nation and even worldwide as well. So bensoap.com, and it makes great gifts for people for any time of the year too as well. So we have a lot of people that order and ship to friends and relatives all over. So
Yeah, on the Christmas list or whatever, people.
That's right.
Thanks so much, Mary Lee, for taking time for us.
Thank you. It was good to be with you.
Are you sparkling yet? Well, you will be. For information on this segment and lots of other healthy green living information, visit thegreendivas.com. That's THE greendivas.com.